Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening, everyone, to all of the parties who are listening here tonight on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Now, let's start on the Wednesday portion of this pod monologue where Chris Jericho has been dumped by his fellow members of the Jericho Appreciation Society because of one man, that bald-headed, stinky, candy-ass name, Don Callis. Well, here's what Chris Jericho had to say.
Excuse me, Chris. We just witnessed the crumbling of the Jericho Appreciation Society. Oh.
That was, God, I'm sorry. If I played any role in this, then I truly, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's fine. It happened, and I've made up my mind. I've got an answer for you, whether I'm going to join your family. All right? Let's announce it next week.
I'll take care of everything. Hey, buddy. Okay. All
right. Ooh, next week, huh? Yep, the question is, will Chris Jericho dump his Jericho Appreciation Society members for good and join Team Don Callis? Or will he stay with Jericho Appreciation Society? Well, those questions will be answered. But we already know one answer of this question. Will we see another no-hitter in Major League Baseball? The answer is yes. And here was this no-hitter from Michael Lorenzen of the Philadelphia Phillies, who made just his second start, and that was against the National League East rival, the Washington Nationals. Here was the call from the NBC Sports Philadelphia broadcast with Tom McCarthy on the call.
Oh. One more pitch, he's saying. One more pitch.
The 3-2 pitch.
Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting in, he's under it. He has space, makes the catch, and Michael Lorenzen has thrown the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history. He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Phillies shut out the Nationals 7-0.
Well, congratulations to Michael Lorenzen on throwing a no-hitter just only on his second start as a Philadelphia Philly pitcher. Yes, all those times before this, he was a reliever. So this was probably a huge boost for this guy. Now, Thursday was race 5 of the Superstar Racing Experience season for 2023. And obviously, Tony Stewart won because he's the inaugural SRX champion back in 2021. And that night, he got to battle with drag racer Ron Capps. Yes, Ron Capps, the drag racer from the NHRA. So he's in the world of drag racing. But here was a little bit of the battle back on Thursday night at Eldora Speedway, the dirt track that Tony Stewart owns.
Here comes the move in the one. Tony's going to center in there. Can't quite. Ron holding the outside.
Which one is that? Look at the white gloved hands on Stewart's steering wheel. There's your slide job.
He pulls the slider. Ron's trying to pull it back. You see how he straightens it trying to race against the best.
And here was his reaction after Tony Stewart finally got win number one of the 2023 season, keeping his winning streak of at least one win every season since that SRX Racing was created. So once again, here was his winning reaction.
So finally, after four races, I finally got a good night and did my job correctly and got this thing in victory lane. So really proud of our track crew. This is the best shape that this track's been in a long time. So proud of the effort that they put in for the SRX series. Proud to get Johnny Morris and everyone at Bass Pro Shops back in victory lane. It's like getting the gang back together again. And very grateful to everyone at Camping World, Marcus and his staff. Thank you for everything that they do to help make this happen for us. So we really appreciate it. I'll be honest, I didn't even realize that we were running a radial dirt tire. I didn't even know they had such a thing, but Goodyear gave us an awesome tire that was good all night long. So way better tire than what we had here 2 years ago with the bias supply. So Goodyear's getting us dialed in with these radials, and it's nice to come to your home track. And I just wanted to have a respectable showing tonight. I didn't have any inclination that we were going to win heat one, heat two, and lead all the laps in the main. So just fortunate that we were able to do that, and we got one more left. Get excited to go run another dirt race in Wheatland, Missouri this next week, and I've never been there, so this is a race that I'm really looking forward to, and gonna have a great time. Our friend Johnny Morris and a bunch of people from Bass Pro are coming. The governor's coming from Missouri. It ought to be a special weekend. So five awesome weeks down, one awesome week to go.
Oh, congratulations to Tony Stewart on the win. And congrats to Haley Deegan, who finished second place in Eldora. And Ryan Newman, the eventual champion. Maybe if he runs well next week, he finished third place at Eldora. So next week will be the final week of the sixth race 2023 SRX season. And it will take place at Lucas Oil Raceway, another dirt racetrack that will be happening. It'll be the second year in a row that the SRX season will end in a dirt racetrack. Last time that happened was Chase Elliott, who won, but he will not be in any SRX races this season, as he will focus on getting into the NASCAR playoffs with a few more races left. So that includes tomorrow, the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard, which we'll recap sometime in that pod monologue tomorrow. But until then, folks, after this brief ad, we're gonna get to a segment that I can't remember until I figure out when, but I will tell you after this.
Do you have a Donald Trump problem?
The Republicans haven't resolved their Trump problem.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump gives us problems
that you just can't seem to shake.
We're still seeing a Republican Party, though, that can't quit Donald Trump.
You wish it would go away.
The short message to Donald Trump, go away.
But when you try to quit...
Count me out. Enough is enough.
It never seems to last.
Can we move forward without President Trump? The answer is no.
Now there's help. Introducing Nicadump DT, the transdermal patch specifically formulated to help manage addiction to Donald Trump. The patch goes to work fast, releasing a patented blend of lithium, fried chicken, and Libtard tears to help curb your appetite for Trump and start living life again. Ask your doctor, if you believe in doctors, about Nicadump DT. It's time to move on. It's time for Nicadump DT. From the makers of Ronda Chantix.
Back, folks. Now let's get into a throwback segment on this fateful Saturday night on Random Stuff Season 4. I like to call this one Throw It Back. Now, in this throw it back segment is we're going to throw it back to 2016. One of the segments from The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. Yes, I mean the Jimmy Fallon era hosted of The Tonight Show in New York City, where the BFF comedians Steve Martin and Martin Short, who you get to see them with Selena Gomez on this Hulu streaming hit, Only Murders in the Building, but they did a game called True Confession. So here it is, back in October 2016, with the Martin Short / Steve Martin edition of True Confessions.
Now, here's how the game works. In front of us are two envelopes containing, or envelopes, containing confessions. One of the envelopes, or envelopes.
What do you think the internet is for? Look it up.
Something that actually happened. We just found out it is on the envelopes. Envelopes. These are things that have actually happened to us in real life. And the other is an envelope, is a lie. So there's a lie and a truth. Once you read your confession, either way, you have to say it. The two other players have 60 seconds to interrogate you. And they each have to guess whether you've been lying or telling the truth. All right, Steve, you go first. Martin, which envelope should Steve open?
Let me shuffle them first.
Well, since they're numbered.
They are numbered,
yeah. Turn them this way.
Okay. I would say top.
Wait, no, which one? This one?
That one.
Okay.
The one he wanted.
All right. I slept with Bridget Bardot.
Well, around what time did this happen?
This would have been 1968.
Where was this about?
I'll fill in a few details. I was a writer on the Smothers Brothers show. I was 23, and we won an Emmy. What are you looking at me for?
Because, I just remember that famous Bridget Bardot appearance in the Smothers Brothers.
No, she wasn't on the Smothers.
Okay, go ahead.
And we won an Emmy. And
she was on Steve Martin.
She what?
Sorry.
She was on Steve Martin. So three writers and I went down to Cabo San Lucas at a hotel. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking at me for?
Because.
I don't tell you everything.
I know, but no.
I do.
After a 50-city tour, you wouldn't have told me this.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'm walking down the beach. Sorry, I got to move it along.
Yeah.
I was walking down the beach, uh-huh. And it was an empty part of the beach, and there was one of those gnarly trees, and there was a woman lying there, and I...
I don't know.
I didn't realize you were going to make fun of me.
Yeah. No, it's not a roast, but no. I don't know. You know what? I'm no big sleuth, but I'm going to say that's a lie. I think it's a lie as well. Steve?
Well, I did. How's that? No, I didn't.
We got it, but that was
I didn't. But I didn't want to lose.
There are no losers.
There's three of them.
All right, it's my turn. Which envelope should I open? One or two? You go. I picked last time.
Okay. Number two.
Okay. Ooh. I once got into an argument with Regis Philbin on the way to see Cats.
Well, can you spare me the details?
Wait a second. Explain this to me. I was
walking down the street. I didn't know Regis Philbin. I was in high school and went to go see Cats. It was a New York City trip, and I happened to see Regis Philbin, and I yelled something about, where's Kathy Lee or something? And he said, you never hear, where's Regis? Or something like that. And I go, where's Regis? He goes, who are you? And I go, who are you? And we yelled back and forth, and that was the big deal. And then I turned around, I was embarrassed, and I go, but it was kind of cool. I got into a screaming match with Regis Philbin.
Was Bridget Bardot on the street?
There was a gnarly tree.
Yeah. I'm going to say that is a true story.
I'm going to say because you added...
Time's
that,
up.
No. Because you added the fact that it was indeed... I think it's true.
That, in fact, is a lie.
Ah! I did not.
Right.
You're nothing but a liar.
No, it's a fun game. It's
it's a fun game.
You lie. Well, we all,
you lie.
Oh.
You care about me.
By the way, thank you for telling us it's a fun game.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
That fills in a lot of blanks for me.
Well, it's fun for one of us.
You go first.
Okay, here we go. I think number one. You haven't chose that one yet, number one. And the winner is... When I was in college, to pick up girls, I would sometimes pretend to be an exchange student from London.
How does that pick up girls?
Hello, you're a pretty bloke, aren't you? I'm from London, and I'm a bloke from London. I was wondering if you want. No, by the way,
wouldn't an upper class accent be better if you're trying to pick up girls?
Sometimes I go that.
You sound like
it's so nice to see you today. I do my Cary Grant, or sometimes I do. Hello, isn't it lovely? Did anyone ever believe you? Yes, they'd say, "Oh my God, isn't his accent cute?"
And when would they? Would they sleep with you?
No.
I think it's true.
Doesn't that
verify it?
No. He tried. His thing is truth or lie. And to pick up girls, he used an accent. Yes, I would say hello. Hello. It's like, here we go, Rob. And sometimes I do French. No. I would do English. I would do my English accent.
English. I think it's true because I think everyone, the Beatles are really cool and all those.
Yes, absolutely.
Rock, so Mick Jagger.
And then also, there's one other thing.
Oh, I was interrupting.
No. Then I'd tell them I wasn't doing an English accent, and then they'd laugh, you see, because I was a bit player.
Yeah. I have a problem here because I've already lost. You have won. If I agree with him and I'm wrong, that means you have won. But if I say I think it's false, then you'll only have half a win.
Oh. And is that a win for you?
This is like a math thing that I've worked out.
Is half a win for him a full win for you?
No, just bid whether I'm losing. Alright. I'm gonna say that sounds true to me.
That is completely true.
Oh, you guys!
Wow, that was a fun game to play. And Jimmy Fallon's right. Nobody is the loser of this game. It's just all fun and games. You have to figure out who's telling the truth and who's telling a lie with their own confessions. And you have to tell them that if you yourself are telling the truth or not with the statement that you wrote one of those. So, if you want to play that game, go ahead. It's a very fun one. But until then, folks, after this brief ad, we're going to get to hear a gospel song that you actually got to hear it from the Righteous Gemstones. But unfortunately, it's not going to be the Baby Billy version. It's going to be the original one. And you'll figure out once we get there. But stay tuned, folks, after this brief ad. And I'll see you there later. That's a promise.
'Tis the season for treason. The Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure Edition. Where you can build Donald Trump's Florida Mega Mansion and then raid it FBI style.
Oh no, it's a raid. Don Jr., help me hide the documents.
You'll have so much fun hiding classified material all over the estate. Under the couch cushions. Inside the tanning bed. And beneath his ex-wife's tombstone.
I am flushing nuclear secrets down the toilet.
Open up, FBI!
The only FBI I trust is a female body inspector.
Gross.
Use your special agent skills to crack open the safe.
I'm trying to hide ink.
Mar-a-Lego Search and Seizure also comes with Saudi nationals.
We're just here to golf. Honest.
Angry MAGA supporters.
Where's Hunter?
Look at my truck nuts.
Eric with his head stuck in a golf bag.
Help me.
Find all the documents to indict the former president.
We caught you red-handed.
My hands aren't red. That's just ketchup.
Mara Lego Search and Seizure Edition. Rudy's Secret Tunnel sold separately.
Available at Walgreens.
I got everything. I really do.
And we're back, folks. Now let's get to some music. Now you probably heard this one from the third season of The Righteous Gemstones called There'll Come a Payday, which was sung by Baby Billy at the Zion's Landing Hotel at the pool when all the people in the pool got to sing with him towards the end of that song. But there was the original version of it. So here was the original version of There'll Come a Payday. Here's Red Sovin. And that was Red Sovin with the original There'll Come a Payday. And if you want to hear Baby Billy's version, it's on Spotify on the Season 3 soundtrack of The Righteous Gemstones. Or if you want to watch the video of it, why don't you go to YouTube and see this masterpiece of Baby Billy? Not only that, but he'll get to the point where he's going to have to promote Bible Bunkers in the pool. By the way, if anyone wants to do Bible Bunkers on a church, go ahead. But until then, folks, after this brief ad, we wrap up this episode on this fateful Saturday night for Random Stuff Season 4. So stay tuned, folks. The fake promotional consideration is provided by the following.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about a new enemy. Its name, the Boogeyman. I'm just yanking your steam hose. The enemy I'm talking about is A1.
AI?
Oh, AI! Artificial intelligence, man. Computers that can think and make love. No banana games, Jose. AT is the real McCoy. I asked it to write a movie script for Caddyshack 2, and it's miles better than the real Caddyshack 2. It even made a drawing of Dr. Jill in one of them French-cut swimming costumes. Oh, oh, oh! Sweet Gussie Moran! That got me hotter than a kettle of mustard plaster. But this AL, it ain't a toy like your frog slingshot. It's dangerous. Imagine, somebody could tell it to make a doodle of me throwing a lemon at a dog, or sporting a beehive hairdo in a little hat, or chowing down on Old Glory. Kind of things I'd never do. So keep your head on a swivel, Jack. Be safe. Unplug your thingamajigs and you'll be A-OK. Capiche? I'm Joe Biden. Or am I? I am. It kind of makes you think, don't it? At what time is lunch?
Just had lunch, Mr. President. We had lunch.
And bye.
What is the essence of a cowboy?
The aroma of masculinity.
Manure, the scent of the open range.
Fertilize your senses.
Manure.
Life is a ride, so giddy up.
Manure.
I can smell you on my clothes, and only one thing can get rid of you.
Manure.
One spritz will take you to the rodeo. I keep my secrets in my boots.
Manure.
I dream of you, but I can't wrangle you.
Manure.
Everywhere I go, there I am.
Manure!
Manure, the new scent by Blake Shelton.
Do not wear Manure if you're operating heavy machinery or farm equipment. Manure is not safe for use near livestock, small children, or tall adults. Do not spray Manure directly on skin. Manure is not available at any store near you and is approved by no one. This ad has been paid for by Blake Shelton.
Folks, that is it for this edition of Random Stuff on this fateful Saturday night. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more, so good night, folks.